107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Wednesday, May 15th. Let's continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritsma. Speaking of a community safety and well-being.
You know, we forget that that's part of our mandate in our community. Just recently, the Building and Planning Department has partnered with social services and has assigned a bylaw enforcement officer in our downtown core. And his job is to be visible and to be available to those individuals that are under sheltered, that are homeless, those businesses that might be impacted by that, and to be there for youth that need our support. And I am so glad that we're making this investment. It's a highly visible investment, and it's there so that we minimize the number of police interactions. It's a positive interaction. It's supporting somebody that's struggling with mental health or other challenges in our, you know, in our downtown core, and supporting them so it doesn't escalate to a point where businesses have to call for police support. So it's been well received so far. I'm so excited that it will continue. And I'll provide these numbers, but there are business hours numbers and after hours numbers. If you're concerned about somebody that's homeless in our downtown core, certainly during business hours, 271-3773, extension 200, and after hours, 519-272-2294. I'll leave those numbers. So if you're concerned, those are numbers you can call and people will then address the issue. But a great investment, great partnership with Building and Planning and Social Services.
We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritsma. And Martin, I've got a note here. What three words? I don't know if I should ask this or not.
Yes, there's no profanity here at all, but I want to identify, this is an amazing new app that's come out through the fire departments, through Perth County, St. Mary's, and Stratford. And when you call into 911, and I'll show it to you on my phone afterwards, it's really neat. When you call into 911, and if you have the app on your phone, you can hit the location on your app, and it will identify three words of that location that you might be in front of or really close. And through that app, emergency services can identify exactly where you are. And, you know, I think about tourists that are in a new area and there's an emergency. Maybe there's a heart attack. Maybe there's a roadside issue. And if you have this on your phone and you activate, you know, this app and just hit on the location. And it's so, if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's so simple. And by calling in to 911, saying those three words, they're able to say, we know exactly where you are. And, it's so important. And when I think about it today, when I think about the National Alert Day, how technology, you know, can help us in times of need. You know, today, as you know, is National Alert Day at 12:55. You'll be getting an alert on your mobile device saying, you know what, this just a test of, right, you know, yeah, how we can help an emergency.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you are interested in this, certainly there is going to be a link, and I have the link that hopefully you'll post that you can download. And if you can't, if you have challenges downloading, then certainly reach out to your local fire department and they'll assist you with that.
Perfect. We've had this in the news, but let's talk about the local unemployment rate.
You know, I look at our trends of April over the last 2019, we sat at locally at 5.9%. 2020, we sat at 8.1%. 2021 at 6.1%. 2022, 3.3%. And 2023 in April, we were at 6%. And this April, we're at 3.5%. That doesn't leave much out there for employers, wiggle room to fill spots. We're the lowest in the province once again. Toronto is the highest at 7.5, provincially at 6.7. And to me, it identifies four key pieces. The importance of building living spaces, whether it's rental or whether it's purchase, so people can move into the area and work. The retention and attraction of youth, so important, the retention, attraction of newcomers to our community. And when I walk factories, and I am so impressed of the number of newcomers in our local factories, but cannot live in Stratford because of housing shortage. And the final thing is the idea of retraining. There are people out there that are unemployed, but cannot fill one of those job applications. And so it's the retraining of those individuals. And that brings me to the TTG, which has been on radio lately, what they're offering with regards to welding, metal fabrication, machining. And it's a free pre-apprentice program offered locally that you can take. And with taking it, you are going to be one of those individuals that are in the greatest need in our skilled trades, in our local industry. So a shout out to TTG for that work. An organization that's not for profit, but does amazing work in our community, in addressing local needs with regards to the employers.
Yeah, thanks so much for that, Martin. We're chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Rithma with more events either that have happened or ones that are coming up, including Truth Behind the Smile.
Yeah, thank you for that lead in. And a big shout out to Jean-Guy. I know he's been featured here on the radio, and he and I have had several great conversations around empowering mental wellness. And that's so key in our community. There used to be a stigma attached to that, but slowly we're pulling the curtain back and saying, you know what, we all struggle with it from time to time. And I want to draw attention to this this event that's organized by the PTSD, the Truth Behind the Smile, a Stratford-based support group. It's emceed by our celebrity in the community here, Brittle Star Stuart Reynolds. Having Ken Reed there talking about his own personal journey with regards to mental wellness. I think of Ken Reed, and now he's with Sportsnet, and he looks like a confident individual on the radio getting it done, and for him to share his challenges. So I invite people to take a look at this event. It's at the Rotary Complex. The entitlement is Empowering Mental Wellness. It's on May the 23rd from 7 to 10 p.m. I will certainly be there. If you go online, you can purchase a ticket through Eventbrite. And the tickets are available at the door. Online, it's $12. At the door, it's $15. But I think it's great value for an important, an important cause. And once again, trying to remove that stigma attached, or more of that removal of stigma attached to mental health. And so a big shout out once again, Jean-Guy, to your work. Let's support this event.
Absolutely. And speaking of great support, my gosh, the Business Excellence Awards with Stratford District Chamber of Commerce, another big success.
What a night. 73 nominations. I think the largest ever, 9 categories. Too big to announce here tonight, but you can certainly go on the Chamber website and take a look at all those nominees. It was exhausting just reading through, and I have the program here just to my left here, reading through all the number of nominees. A shout out to the Chamber. It's almost like a farewell tour for Eddie Matthews as Eddie is gearing up to leave the Chamber. Either just has or very, very close to leaving. But a big shout out to Shannon and Eddie, or some people fondly refer to them as Shetty. Great job. A shout out to nominees. I'm so proud as being the mayor of and recognizing so many amazing organizations, businesses in our town. Not for profit, for profit, small, big, just amazing. If I could, a couple shout outs. One to sponsors of all the categories. We don't do these things without your support. A special shout out to DNS Downham for winning their category in skilled trades and being business of year. Shout out to Mark Downham, former student of mine. I think I'm responsible for most of this, Mark, if you're listening. But no, amazing. And what a night for Breen Bentley. You know, when he dropped the mic, it was not a mic drop. It was virtually Brooklyn pulling out of his hand saying, okay, Dad, we're done here. But a shout out to the entire family for a community base. And as I shared that night, when I took over the role, that was my first call from Breen Bentley saying, congratulations, you are now the mayor of the best city in Canada. And I couldn't do it in any other city. So a shout out to Breen, and I know my bride and he go way back to the Alibaba days where she was a waitress and Breen was a busboy, and they've both done all right.
Yeah, not bad at all. So yeah, big congratulations for that evening. We'll continue our conversation with City of Strathmore Mayor Martin Ritzma later this hour, right here, 107.1 CJCS-FM.